What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Doug Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Mike LaPlante and Mike Bonney. What's up, fellas?
You were not here last night when me and Joe broke the news about CMC. That's a lie.
I didn't say it was.
You said you're always here with us.
Let's talk about it, man. I'm always here on this podcast with you guys. Let's talk about that CMC news. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, like, mostly because I kind of already heard LaPlante's thoughts on the Fantasy Six Pack news cycle that he did with Joe Bond last night. Guys, go check that out on the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. And while you're there, you might as well like it. You might as well subscribe if you're not already subscribed. So make sure you do that. But Ike, what are your thoughts on the McCaffrey trade?
Definitely surprised me. That's for sure. I didn't expect it at least that late at night.
Yeah.
Were you in bed like Dylan?
Yeah, it was a Schefter bomb at 10:30 Central time last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
like 10:13 or something like that, right?
Yeah, 10:13 is when I got the post, so probably about 10:12 when Adam posted it, Schefty. Little Schefter bomb.
I'm interested, though. I think it kind of kills either Ayuk or Kittle. I was talking to LaPlante about that.
I think it sorry. I think it helps Jimmy G a lot too. Like, I don't know if you can use him as a set it and forget it quarterback, but I think he could be a streamer most weeks now. Do you agree with that? Because just for his ability to be able to dink and dump the ball to McCaffrey the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great streaming option this week. Playing Kansas City with all the buys. You got Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, what else we got here? Josh Allen. I can't believe I forgot him. And then Matthew Stafford. So Garoppolo's up there for probably one of the best streaming options this week. Even if CMC gets a few snaps, I mean, the one note I did see, and I know Ike found something that contradicted it, was Kyle Shanahan was asked if CMC was going to play. And he said, I mean, let's be honest, if he does, it's going to be a few red zone packages and that's it.
I don't believe him. I don't believe
like maybe it. A couple carries. I don't know. I don't see it though.
We'll see. But we do got a couple questions here. So start T. Higgins versus Atlanta or Pittman versus Tennessee. Wow.
That one, I mean, you're pretty golden either way, but if I had to pick one, it's T. Higgins against Atlanta. Atlanta allows, and this was half point PPR. We usually do PPR. They allowed 35.7 points per game to wide receivers. And T. Higgins and Jamar Chase are going to eat against Atlanta.
Although Pittman's going to be good too.
Pittman is going to be. That's why I said you're golden either way. I mean, you're golden pony boy going either way. It is a little bit of a wash. that's funny. Why does Mike look like Christian McCaffrey? that's you, Mike, with that. I think.
Bullshit.
I don't have enough hair to be CMC. I know my limitations, and I do not look that good.
So Michael Pittman has already played Tennessee, and I'm pulling up his stats right now. And he caught only 3 balls on 6 targets for 31 yards for 4.5 fantasy points. I don't like it. So I'm actually going to go Higgins there. I think you start Higgins over Pittman.
Yeah. What is it? Because the Falcons are number 2 in passing yards, receiving yards allowed. I mean, Tennessee is, they're not, they're 11th. So, like I said, this matchup's good either way. You got a number 1 in Michael Pittman, and you got a very solid 1B in T. Higgins. But, like I said, if it gun to my head, it's T. Higgins. But, I mean, find a way to play both if possible.
Yeah. Then we got another question here. Better bye week fill-in this week, Matt Ryan or Geno Smith, 6-point passing TD? I went Matt Ryan, actually.
Same, higher in my rankings.
Yeah, I wrote about him in my Start Sit article over at fantasysixpack.net. He is nice. My start quarterback for the week. Mike, what do you think? Where are you going?
I'm trying to figure out who's Geno playing this week. Chargers and then Colts play Titans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do like... Man, that kind of sucks. I still go Geno in this one. The Chargers secondary was J.C. Jackson, the number 1 corner for the Chargers, got benched last week. He was playing so bad.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Damn.
And they got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. I mean, Kenneth Walker's starting to emerge out of his shell. I still go with Geno Smith in this one.
Really? Okay. Right on. Then we get another one. What up? Thoughts on flex position? Kirk against the Giants or Robinson Jr. against the Packers?
Man, that's a tough one. Giants have been tough, man, against the pass.
They really have.
Robinson's 24th. Been insanely inefficient, though.
I know.
And I'm insanely
excited. I think I'm going to lead in the volume that Christian Kirk's getting still. I know it hasn't been great the past few weeks, but I think that's where I lean still. And I also lean towards the wide receivers over a low-end running back as well. So that's why I'm going to go Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, because Brian Robinson, it's still a three-way committee there for the most part. It kind of looked like a two-way committee between Gibson and Robinson against the Bears on Thursday. But you also do have Heinicke this week, which means you could see a lot more loaded boxes. So as tough as the matchup is, I think the volume is still good enough to keep you nice and safe with Kirk against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one. Should I drop Jeff Wilson for Gus Edwards? Are you doing that before this weekend, or are you doing it after?
That's the question.
Yeah, wait till after.
That's what I'm thinking too.
If you can wait till after, do it. But that's a tough one because maybe somebody's going to try and go get Gus Edwards out on Sunday when it's
Dobbins is out six. Dobbins out 6 weeks now. You know what I mean? That's nothing.
As of right now, it looks like Kenyon Drake's the guy, though. I mean, he looked good last week, but
if you can get by without Jeff Wilson for this week, yeah, you can go do that trade. But if you need to start Jeff Wilson this week, I mean. You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place right there because the most important thing here is getting the win. Yeah, I know you want to get Gus Edwards for those 3 to 4 weeks, but if you can't get a win and you're struggling, oh, man. That one's really – it's dependent on your team and your record because if you need a win, you got to keep Jeff, sorry. But if you can get by without him, you go get Gus Edwards because he's going to be a great fill-in.
But, yeah, man, it's –
That's a tough.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And we because got Jeff Wilson's going to be the number one guy this week. It's just afterwards, nope.
And I still don't know if he's going to be the number one guy this week. I think McCaffrey's going to play more snaps than they're letting on. I really do. Thoughts on Marquise Brown outlook when he's back. Someone dropped him, and I'm 5-1, think he might be worth a stash. Would you drop A.J. Dillon for him?
No, because here's the thing. I mean – You're not
I wish you need him.
You're not going to get him back till fantasy playoffs.
I wish you had somebody worse than A.J. Dillon to drop for him, because then I'd tell you to do it because you're 5-1 and you can hold him on your bench because of that.
If you need wide receiver.
I'm still hoping A.J. Dillon comes around. I'm not sure that he does. He's someone that I've missed on first. Yeah. Well, you're the Packer fan, Mike. Do you think it will?
I mean, that's how this offense is going to have to work. They are going to have to get that run game going to be able to get the passing game going. And this is just how that LaFleur offense works. I don't know why they just cannot sustain a pass-heavy offense. So they got to get A.J. Dillon involved. If you got somebody more minor than A.J. Dillon, do it. But you can't drop A.J. Dillon for Marquise Brown because you're not going to get him back till the end. All right, so Jacob, what's up, man? He wants to know Gallup or McLaurin in the flex this week, standard scoring. All right, now you got Gallup against the Lions, and you got McLaurin.
And you got Dak back, dog. But you got Heinicke with McLaurin, and those two, we've seen that chemistry be there last season. Yeah, but that's tough because I like Dak being back against the Lions, too. That's an absolute smash matchup for the Cowboys offense. I see Jacob's predicament here, man.
Because it's a tough matchup secondary against the Packers. You can run on the Packers, but it's harder to pass on the Packers.
He's gonna see a lot of Jair Alexander. I think it might be Gallup here. I don't love it, but I think it I think that's where I lean. Ike, where do you lean?
Gallup. I actually think with Dak back, they showed that they trust each other.
Yeah. I hate to say it too, but damn, last week Gallup got 7 targets, and I know it was a slower paced game for McLaurin on Thursday night against the Bears, but he only got 4. You do get Lions where I mean, you'd hope the Lions would be able
to. Has McLaurin even gone over 8 targets this year?
Man, you couldn't ask me that 3 seconds ago.
It's Curtis Samuel.
Yes.
And getting the twice. Peppered in targets, twice, man, okay. over there. So
twice.
Yeah, I think
8 and 9. I think that's Gallup, up. Man, but that's a tough one. Whew. Yeah, I think I'd go Gallup. You got Dak coming back. Lions are just a gold mine of fantasy points to get against. All right.
We got next one here. Thoughts on storing a kicker when your starting kicker has already had his bye week? Would you like to grab a possible streamer on free agency? Ike, you're the kicker hoarder? I will let you answer this. What are your thoughts here on this?
Well, I mean, if you the only one that you're stashing is probably Daniel Carlson. So if it's not Daniel Carlson, you could probably drop him.
Yeah,
I don't know why I have 2 kickers still. I need to drop one, but there's literally no one on their waiver wire, so I'm just keeping them. So no one else can.
You're just going to hoard them. I get it. It's all right. You're the whole reason we can't get rid of kickers in our league.
I'm so glad I was the reason now.
Way to go. But guys, what do you say?
Follow me.
What do you say? Well, we got one more real quick. Why is it the running game going in Green Bay? At Mike, isn't the O-line Oof. Good? Haven't watched any Green Bay games. Would love the insight.
Let me tell you, that O-line right now is brutal. It is like looking in the mirror from the Chicago Bears O-line right now. I know we got Bakhtiari back.
Bad. Aaron Rodgers holding week? The ball long.
You see last week? Quinton Williams turned around his guard. Just literally turned him around and pushed him towards Aaron Rodgers. Have you ever seen that before?
That's one play.
I don't care. Like, an offensive line should not be spun around like a turn top.
Maybe you should tell Aaron Rodgers to get rid of the ball quicker.
I'm hoping it gets better here, Swavey, because they are banged up in the O-line. That's the one thing. The problem is there is no same page, no continuity here. So while the receivers are running one play, the O-line is running a completely different package for the protection for Aaron Rodgers. Like, there is just no communication here. And Aaron Rodgers is right to the point where they got to simplify things a little bit better for that O-line to get better.
Yep.
Do you think he did too much ayahuasca? That's why he had to simplify it?
No. I mean, it's not like he's blocking for
fried
himself.
Fried his brain.
It's not like he's blocking for himself.
And then maybe he needs it more simplified too.
He does have Carlson Ike back up his suck up.
I did see that.
And I have thoughts.
Same not thought. Much on
agency. That's funny because I got suck up in our home league and you got Carlson Ike.
Carlson and Bucker, man.
Yeah, get rid of one of them, man. You need a bench.
Who do you want me to get?
You could have got Naeem Hines. Robinson.
I would rather sit in a lake with a shark, even though sharks don't go in lakes.
Bull right shark.
Bull shark. But guys, what do you say? Let's jump into our game previews now. We got 4 teams on bye. Mike already mentioned it earlier. Bills, Eagles, Rams, Vikings. So the first game we're going to talk about here is the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Ike, we're going to start with the Browns. And, man, Kareem Hunt was – we saw him be an RB1 until he got injured last year. I want to say through, like, the first 6 games. And then he was injured, done for the year. What happened – and all that fantasy production has gone away. Can you see him bouncing back anytime soon, maybe in this matchup, or do you just think it's gone?
This could be the game where he actually does get it back. If I remember correctly, when the Jets played the Ravens, I remember saying the Ravens give up a lot of pass catches to running backs, so that helps Kareem Hunt obviously way more than Nick Chubb. So I guess he's decent flex value with the big teams on bye. Like, you're probably missing quite a few players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're missing Singletary, you're missing Sanders, Henderson, you're missing Dalvin Cook. So you might be forced to start Kareem Hunt, and it doesn't feel very good.
Like, someone in our league has to play Michael Carter. If you have a choice between Kareem Hunt and Michael Carter, you're going Kareem Hunt. Obviously,
I mean, both kind of have to deal with the same problem. A workhorse back taking their touches
that's
away.
That's just destroying it right now.
Brees Hall for Michael Carter, Nick Chubb for Kareem Hunt. So, right. Pick your poison.
And then, unfortunately, you're probably starting Amari Cooper. I know he's inconsistent, but when he hits nice.
You have to. He's Mike, the main guy there.
Let me ask you about DPJ, though. Seeing some targets the last couple games. This offense seems to be moving the ball pretty decently. Are you in like a 12 team and deeper league? Are you interested in maybe starting him at a flex position this week if you're hit by buys too?
Oh, man. That's a tough one because you're dealing with a low volume passing offense. He did play 87.1% of the snaps here, but he's just not receiving the targets like he did in week four when he got 9. He only got 5 last week. And, you know, ever since week four, it's been declining 9.75. Man, that's a tough call, but I really do think you should probably bench him. Sure, if you get, if you got a different option, I'm trying to think here, like, an Alec Pierce or Donovan Peoples-Jones. I'm going Alec Pierce. Tyler Boyd over Donovan Peoples-Jones. I'm going Tyler Boyd. Beautiful matchup. So basically, like, I still think of Peoples-Jones as a wide receiver 3 right now, low end, and it's really not much more than that.
Okay. And then we got a question here. Is Nick Chubb a trade high candidate? Thinking of trading him and Gerald Everett for Mark Andrews. Don't hate that trade, man. I don't hate that trade at all. If
that's
funny. That's just
wood paneling, but I get it.
That was really good. I do like that trade, man. If you have decent running back depth behind Chubb. I'd say
that's the tough part, man. Getting
a top tier tight end like Andrews is nice. And
well, here's the thing: we just
I think should
I'd keep Chubb.
We just saw I'm not saying he was doing great, but J.K. Dobbins goes down for the 4 to 6 weeks with the arthroscopic surgery. We just saw a running back go down like that. Like it is that easy for another running back like Nick Chubb to go down, and that's the hardest thing about trading a guy like him is that running back depth. I love Mark Andrews, but Gerald Everett is good enough to get by.
He's been bad lately, really though.
He has been bad.
Apparently, because Donald Parham is taking away snaps and all that.
Yeah.
But he's out this week, so.
And Gerald Everett is the guy who's making more money at that tight end position. I follow the money. Unless you're the Giants, you don't follow Kenny Galladay's money. But in this case, I do follow the money because, Brandon Staley is a guy that walked into the offseason this year and said, to the defensive corners, and he goes, we got 2 of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. You better get good at defending them, or you're not going to be playing very much because we're going to be throwing to them.
Yeah.
So he knows to use his best players. We saw it last week with Eckler, 10 catches. I think you're good just staying put, man. Gerald Everett, I think, is going to be just fine for the rest of the year. You're playing with fire, playing in that garbage bin of tight ends, but you got one on a really good offense. There's a lot of potential here for a Dawson Knox and a Robert Tonyan type of season where he gets, 56 catches and possibly 10 touchdowns.
And then, Mike, you kind of did segue into our next topic. I know it was like a minute ago because you kept
rambling my bad.
On and stuff. But, with J.K. Dobbins going down 6 weeks in this matchup, can you trust Kenyon Drake?
So I was just on it until you gave me that, off the wall question about DPJ. But yes, this week you can. This week you can because Gus Edwards is just beginning to practice coming off the PUP. So I do not see Gus Edwards being a major thorn in his behind this week. But moving forward with Gus Edwards getting healthier, that's the troubling part with Kenyon Drake. I do think Gus Edwards is going to be the main guy here with Kenyon Drake sprinkled in. And then you can't forget about Justice Hill, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. He's the star Justice Hill, man.
Oh, shut it. But Kenyon Drake is good this week. I just, moving forward, you got to temper expectations with Gus Edwards coming back.
Yep. We do get another question here. Start to Godwin Higgins, Kenneth Walker, PPR. PPR, man. I'm going the wide receivers. I'm going Godwin and Higgins.
I was going to go Kenneth Walker and Higgins, even though I'm a big Godwin fan.
Yeah, you are. That is interesting to me.
Just Kenneth Walker, I don't know. He just looked really good running the ball. It kind of like popped my eye a little bit.
Pop your eye? Pop your eye out of your socket?
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Looney Tunes style.
Yeah, I do go the receivers in this sense. Got a good matchup with Godwin and T. Higgins. What was it? Just had it here with Godwin. The Panthers are – I mean, it sounds bad. They're 19th at allowing receiving yards here. All right. But J.C. Horn sat out last game. I haven't seen anything positive about him starting this week. And, I mean, 1,300 yards. We're talking about 8-yard difference between 19, 18, and 20. So is it really that big of a difference at 19? So I think it's a better matchup. You go with Godwin and T. Higgins.
Agreed. Jumping into our next game here, we got the Atlanta Falcons at the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me hit you with this question first, and then we'll talk about the backfield. Kyle Pitts caught a touchdown, man. First on the season.
Yeah, I actually, no shit.
Does that
first on U.S. soil?
Yes, first on U.S. soil. I like it, Mike. Did he instill any confidence in you moving forward and starting him? I mean, he had like 10 points.
Not really. He's still not getting targeted much because that offense is just so...
The volume's not there, my dude.
Boring.
And when they get up, all they want to do is cram it down the other team's throats, you know, and it's, yeah, they just want to run the football.
If he has another good week or if he has a boom, wouldn't be a bad idea to trade him high.
Mm-hmm. And then segue into the running game, since all they want to do is run. Do either of these guys catch your eyes, Caleb Huntley, Tyler Allgeier? What are you thinking here?
It's a shit show. Who knows who's going to get the red zone targets, although it looks like Caleb Huntley kind of gets the red zone touches. And he, for some reason, I was telling LaPlante this last week, he runs pretty hard. So, I mean, at least that he's got that going for him. But either way, I'm not starting either one of them, especially with all the buys.
I'm with you there. It's Wavy. That was me, man. I drafted Kyle Pitts in like three leagues in the third round, fourth round turn there.
So glad I don't have anything to do with him this year.
I was all about him. I'm still hanging in there. But I don't really have a choice. What could I do? But Mike,
you want Taysom Hill?
No, I don't. Jump into the Bengals in this one. Is there any player in this offense that intrigues you in this matchup besides the big four of Burrow, Mixon, Higgins, and Chase?
The only one that intrigues me is Hayden Hurst, but the only way he intrigues me is if one of these big four are injured. I mean, because we saw it with T. Higgins when Higgins was a decoy or, you know, kind of hobbling around. Hayden Hurst was more involved here. Mm-hmm. But this is the only way you're going to get Hurst involved here, because when this offense is humming, it can support all four of these guys. But we saw it in the beginning, and there's those weeks where they can barely support one guy. So you're really extending a leap of faith here going Hayden Hurst if these guys are healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love Hurst this week. Like, kind of like you said, not with everybody healthy. I'm kind of surprised you're not a huge Tyler Boyd guy this week.
I do like Tyler Boyd. Like I said, he's a high-end wide receiver 3 this week against Atlanta, low-end wide receiver 2 with the matchup. Like I said, I'll even go back to it. Where is it? There we go. Actually, that was half-point PPR. Yeah, I'm glad I found the PPR. Atlanta Falcons allow 41.5 points to wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah, they get thrown out a ton.
3 in the league.
Got a couple questions before we jump into our next game here. Thoughts of Trevor Lawrence, a.k.a. Aaron Rodgers 2.0. Had Russ Wilson, had to drop and picked up Watson for the playoffs. By the way, I bought low on Kyle, still holding. It is still week seven now, but yep.
By this time, you know what the teams are doing, though, so it's looking like he's not getting what we thought.
I know Mike was kind of big on Trevor Lawrence heading into this season a little bit. I know you drafted him in Scott Fishbowl, but I'll just say he's kind of been a roller coaster so far this season. Started out great and then had two absolute clunkers. And then last week he was solid again. Mike, what's your thoughts on his play so far?
I mean, he kind of looks like how he should have looked last year with a competent coaching staff.
Yeah, you're right.
He's having those up and down weeks like a rookie should have.
His progress is delayed by a year.
Yep.
It is, and it was stunted, unfortunately, here because of Urban Meyer. But the nice thing is he's showing you potential a lot more than he showed last year, and he's winning games. For the most part, winning games.
Against the Giants this week, though.
I can't remember exactly, but it was on the reaction podcast with you, Dylan. What was it? Trevor Lawrence had 90% completion rating.
Yeah.
Some stupid amount of stats, and he was the only QB to lose with these amount of stats. I can't remember exactly what it was, unfortunately. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence over Russ Wilson.
Yeah. I'm not sure a breakout.
That's wild to say.
Swavey, I'm not sure a breakout's coming this year.
He'll be fine.
But I think looking into next year, I think there's a chance that he could be drafted as a top 12 quarterback in fantasy.
He does run
a little bit as well.
I think they need another weapon other than Christian Kirk for him to take that next step.
Marvin Jones ain't cutting. I was just going to say, unless the NFL Network lied to me, they told me that the Giants are actually underdogs in this matchup against the Giants.
They are.
And they have more wins. Yep. That makes no sense.
The Giants aren't fooling Vegas. That's what it means.
Yeah.
We got 8-man PPR, CFC, Swift, Barkley, Ramondre, CEH, and Gunshot B. Rob. Wide receivers, Lockett, Metcalf, Sutton, Hollywood on IR. Willing to trade anyone but Barkley. What would you do to strengthen the wide receiver?
That's easy for me. But go ahead if you want to go first.
I would trade CFC, man, for try to go get Cooper
Sell Cup. The hype.
You could play Ramondre as your RB2 every week. Yeah, I don't care if Damian Harris come back. Ramondre stole that job, man.
Try to get Cooper Kupp. If you can't get Cooper Kupp, try to get Justin Jefferson. If you can't get Justin Jefferson, try for Jamar Chase.
Davante Adams. That's probably lowest I go.
Davante Adams, yeah.
Stephon Diggs. Too.
Yeah, because you still got. I mean, there's so much hype behind CMC here, but he's still going to a Kyle Shanahan offense where he likes to divvy up the carries. CMC is not going to get the volume he saw in Carolina. He's going to be a way more efficient Alvin Kamara.
Yeah,
he's going to have a lot of scoring opportunities.
He's still going to be a top five running back every week, probably. But yeah,
you can get more
for him than Swift, than Ramondre CEH.
Yeah. And it's not like we're leaving you hanging with running backs either. I know it's an 8-team league, but you still
get super weird and trade CMC and Lockett or Metcalf, and then you will get a Justin Jefferson or Cooper Kupp for sure.
Or like a Higgins, and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah,
along those lines, too. Really,
because you kind of don't want Lockett.
I don't know if you're gonna get CMC. I don't know if you're gonna get that type of. Because it is all just hype here, guys.
Yeah, sure. It's worth a try. No. It's not just hype. CFC is the best player in fantasy football when healthy.
Yes, yeah.
He's going into a great 90%
of the snaps, and he got all that volume. He's not.
What makes you think he won't get that, though, in San Fran, when San Fran's best running back they've had since Kyle Shanahan's joined was, like, who?
This is true. He hasn't had a really good running back. I don't know. He's drafted some pretty bad running backs. Probably Elijah Mitchell's been the best one that he's drafted, and he's been injury prone.
And Mike, let me clap back at you for 1 second. This offense is going to be so much better than Carolina's as a whole now, I feel like. I think he's going to be just as good, if not better, even though he might not see the volume like you're saying.
But what's going to kill it for him is the touchdowns. He's going to have so many more opportunities. I'm pretty sure I told this to you before the show, way before the show. Like, I believe it was Matthew Berry who brought up the stat, but Carolina CMC this year has 5 red zone attempts. I want to take a shot just real quick at how many red zone attempts the Niners have as a whole. 24.
Even if you give him a third of that, it's more than what he has right now.
So the touchdowns are going to be astronomical here for, I think, CMC, which is just going to –
like you said, he can get a Kamara-type touchdown thing, touchdown.
But it's not going to be, you know, getting 1,000 receiving yards and 1,000 rushing yards like we all hope.
All right, let's steer the train back on the tracks over here, guys. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers, since I skipped it earlier.
Yes, you did.
Like, we know who we're playing in this Tampa Bay offense. We're playing Mike Evans. We're playing Chris Godwin. You're playing Fat Lenny. What are you doing with Tom Brady in this game? Are you still trusting him, even though he's kind of been...
What a biased question for a biased Tom Brady owner.
I just got to say,
he's been more bad yet than good this
if season. You're starting most of his receivers, that means you should probably be starting him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, but yeah. He's a top 10 quarterback, so if you're in a top 10 league, you're using him. How many
passers can you actually get away with starting? Granted, I'll give you, you know, with Josh.
Tom and Joe.
Exactly. I mean, Joe's not really even a pocket passer because he still gives you a little bit. He gives you
Matt
more
Ryan this week, Tom. Probably.
There you go. Like, and do you want to start Matt Ryan? I mean, if you have to.
I have to in Yahoo League because Jalen Hurts is out.
This week is nice.
But honestly,
it is one of those ones where you do get a question. Well, like, all of fantasy is not doing
it. If you have the balls to play, like, I don't, because I feel like Geno can always drop a five for you and completely ruin your game. And I know Tom Brady won't drop a five.
Sure.
He'll get close.
Oh, he won't.
Maybe like a 10. But he won't drop a five at least.
See, his
I just
thing
feel
is,
like Geno has more, or like Geno and those type of players has more chance to completely screw you than Tom. For some reason, Tom Brady's going to war now or some shit because his life's going to hell.
Yeah, because he's always going to get the yards. But the thing that makes a pocket passer relevant in fantasy, you know, one of those QB1s is you got to have like 35 plus touchdowns plus 4,500.
I don't think he's going to reach that this year. I think he'll stay.
But he can reach the some passing yards, but I don't know about those touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. But Mike, jumping over to the Panthers now, with the news of McCaffrey going away, who are you riding with this week, Chuba Hubbard or Deontay Foreman, if you have to play one?
Well, first of all, I mean, if you're desperate, go and pick up either of these guys. It's just don't expect very much. I mean, we saw what CMC's efficiency was there. Now without CMC, possibly, you know, rumors of DJ Moore going too. You don't have Robbie Anderson there. You got PJ Walker starting this week. Again, it's going to be just an abysmal
week.
Are
the Buccaneers defense going to score like 30?
I don't know if they're going to score like 30, but it's a good chance that the Carolina Panthers can get shut out this week.
This offense is going to be brutal this week, and it's going to be brutal rest of the season. Like, you can't play anybody, I don't think.
You can play Foreman. You can't, but he's a very, very low flex
defense, best running defense.
He's a flex, like the lowest end desperation flex I can think
of.
Sure, Like, he's kind of the, and you guys always make fun of it for me, but he's the barometer of that flex position for this week.
The Mendoza line,
like,
bro.
That Mendoza line, thank you. He's going to be that person I'm going to be comparing. Well, would you start this guy or Foreman?
Is DJ Moore droppable at 12-team leagues?
Not with the rumors of the trade.
I would not drop him in any league yet.
But I'm not
I wouldn't drop him at all.
You're not
keep him on your bench.
Got another question here. Taysom Hill, Gerald Everett, Kyle Pitts, rest of season, pick two. I'm going Gerald Everett, Kyle Pitts there.
Yeah, you have to. You can't trust Taysom Hill, even though I wanted.
You got to stop taking the question down real quick. Leave it up long enough for me to see, please.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
I'm busy.
No, let's just keep rolling. It's good. We already answered it. Keep rolling.
All right. I guess
we're rolling. The trade is rolling. Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. Ike, what are you expecting from DeAndre Swift after some time off? And is Jamal Williams startable still with Swift back?
Jamal Williams is a starter this week, at least for sure, because I think they're going to ease Swift in. I still think Swift can be started 10, 12 team leagues, but I wouldn't expect a huge game like he was doing before when he was healthy. I just think they're going to kind of ease him in a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. And Jamal Williams was stealing red zone carries earlier in the season, and I don't see that changing.
A lot of Swift's points came from those big plays. So, man, second half of his season.
That's Swift's
could be interesting.
Thing, though. Swift could just makes big plays.
What do you guys think about this offense in general? You know, they were so good for the first 5 weeks of the season, and then week six came and they got shut out by the New England Patriots. Can we expect them to
Granted, bounce they
back
didn't
now
have
with Al everybody
Mondra,
healthy?
Right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, they didn't have.
I think they might came back to earth a little bit, and it's not great they play the Cowboys this week because they can attack the quarterback pretty well.
Mm-hmm. since yeah, we're talking about Swift.
See, but here's the thing, guys.
Lions have a really good line.
There you go. You took the words right out of my mouth. They
I kind of
want to
see how that turns out, though.
This is going to be a great matchup in the trenches for them. So if any line
that's where it'll be one
quarterback time.
It could be one
if,
in there, man.
Yeah, if any quarterback can get some time against the Cowboys defense, it's going to be Goff. It's just what can he do with that time?
You should do that trade.
Yes. Cut back and pull
you should accept
man.
Right away, please.
Swift for Adams and keep CMC. Just got the offer. Yeah. Feeling good about it. Thoughts. Swift for Adams. You're pulling that.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You yeah, saw the roster yeah. early, Mike. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm just yeah. thinking here because I mean, like I said, there's a lot of hype behind CMC. I almost like Swift just a little
bit. I like CMC better. More than Swift because Swift. He needs the PPR work, and like we said, he needs the big plays. And I don't know if
that's an offense that scores a lot. It's an offense with the best.
It's led by Jared Goff. We could tell.
I mean, you got one by Jimmy Garoppolo. What's the difference?
It's some
one's a number one overall pick. One's a second round pick who learned behind Tom Brady, and that was it. And I mean, he hasn't even won a ring. Oh, I said you said that it's Jared Goff leading the charge. I mean, it's Jimmy Garoppolo for the Niners. I mean, it's not much better.
It's really easy to dump a pass off to CMC and get him fantasy relevant.
It's really easy to dump a pass off to DeAndre Swift and get fantasy points.
All right, guys. All right. We got to answer.
Not ways on the field.
But no, you take that trade. That's a good trade. It's just I was more looking forward to CMC and if I was in your shoes to trade.
Yep.
A lot of hype there.
We got some questions here. Let's try and rush through these. We got Speed Zeke this or one's easy Amari for me. Cooper in the flex. Who is
that? Zeke. He plays Lions, man. Lions yeah. get gassed by everybody. Yeah,
that's 100% true. I agree. I think I go Zeke there. Amari's just so hit or miss. And Zeke will at least, you know, he'll get you a solid 8 points.
He's
you know,
coming maybe, off his best game of the year, so.
Yep, maybe he'll double that and fall into the
yeah,
because
he scored.
Yeah,
he's having his best game because he scored.
But he has a very good possibility of scoring in this game against this Lions defense.
That
I like Pollard just as much, too. So
this is the one time where I'll actually say Zeke is the safer option this week.
Hell yeah.
Because he's playing the Lions. It's the matchup.
Darnell Mooney is the only one sitting on waivers I'm interested in. Thoughts on him being rostered in a 10-team PPI?
You can get him.
I think he should be rostered. Yeah. The offense is coming around a little bit. I think the offense is going to struggle this week against New England. We'll get into that later in the show. But yeah, I think you stash him on your bench if you have room and just wait and see what happens the next few weeks.
Yep. Field is starting to look a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as bad a little as bit. Offense is as bad as it's been. I mean, he is worth a roster spot.
Another one. I just got offered Swift, Devonta Smith, and Waddle for Diggs and Najee. What do I do? PPR. Swift, Devonta Smith, and Jalen Waddle for Diggs and Najee. You're getting the better running back.
You're losing on wide receiver, though.
You're losing the best overall.
But you're getting two at least back there. Serviceable.
Solid. That Waddle's a wide receiver, too, and Smith's at least a wide receiver.
And Najee seems to have turned into Trent Richardson
2.0,
so.
You are trading away the number one most scoring player besides quarterbacks in fantasy right now in Diggs. And Najee Harris, I still think.
I don't think that's enough. I'm going with LaPlante. It's not enough yet. You need more
it's,
if you're giving
it's,
away Diggs.
It's not enough because Najee, yes, the volume's down, but he still gets the red zone touches, which is the value.
That needs to be A.J. Brown instead of Devontae Smith, probably.
Okay.
Or yeah, Tyreek Hill instead of Waddle.
Should I trade Debo and Kirk for Amon-Ra? I would not. That seems
nope.
like you're giving
no,
up.
No, that's too much.
Too much.
Yeah. That's yeah. I mean, you still try and get them, but yeah, give up a little less.
Joe brings up a good point here. We were just trashing Garoppolo and Goff, and both of them have played in the
Goff
Super Bowl
scored 3 points crazy. Though. So
hey, one game Jimmy
overthrew Emmanuel Sanders over.
Yeah, but on that trip to that Super Bowl, Garoppolo.
I know you're right through. Yeah.
That's they needed Goff. They didn't need Garoppolo.
Yep.
Goffway got you 3 points, though.
So. Appreciate
Goff
that.
Maybe
Joe.
Makes that throw.
Maybe.
He's got the arm. I don't know if he's got the accuracy though for it.
All right, guys, let's jump back into our game here. We're talking Lions and Cowboys, and Mike, let me ask you here. What are your expectations for Dalton Schultz, who has really good chemistry with Dak Prescott and Michael Gallup? What are your expectations for those two this week?
Schultz, I'm not expecting very much. There was news that he re-aggravated the injury last week. That's why he didn't even play.
Awesome.
Was he a start guy?
No.
Okay. I was going to say. It's
annoying, man. Mike, for interrupting you. I have been a couple places, and he's supposed to be a top five guy this year like he was last year.
I thought he was.
Oh, yeah, me. Man. We talked about him on the podcast last night with Joe. One of our topics was players you can kind of like drop / bench, and he was absolutely in this category. Go check that out if you have any questions about players to possibly drop.
Who else did he mention? Did he mention Elijah Moore to drop?
He was in the benching / dropping category. Yes, hey, maybe Deontay Johnson was in there, but I don't want to give any more names out because
Deontay,
he has been underperforming. But still, like I said, I don't want to get off the tracks here, and to be honest with you, I don't want to spoil it. I mean,
go check out the Fantasy Six Pack Hour on the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel, guys.
A lot more names that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But the expectation for Schultz here is not great, guys. Like we talked about when he first got the injury, he's dealing with a sprained PCL. This is the same thing that Zeke dealt with the whole year, and he was just hampered by it the whole year. Now, I know it's a different position, running back, tight end, but you still need your knee to be healthy to, one, block as a tight end, and then, two, go out and run a route after you just chip block the D end. So, man, Dalton Schultz is scary for the rest of the year for me, but positive news, I love Gallup. Fucking love it this week. He is gonna have one of those breakout. How dare you talk to me like that?
Nah,
you got T-minus 30 seconds before I get the police liaison here.
Late night podcast. I'm not. Yeah,
this will be one of those. I think this will be one of those breakout weeks for Gallup against the Lions. I did see it was on ESPN. Dak Prescott's career against the Lions. He's 3-0. He's got an 8-0 touchdown to interception ratio. Like you said, he's got that chemistry with Dak. I'm a little scared of the rust with Dak, but I still think this will be a good game for Gallup.
Sure.
And moving forward for the most part.
Jumping into the next game, we got the New York Giants as like dropping beer bottle caps on the ground. We got the New York Giants.
Dude, it like exploded off the lid.
Alcohol abuse.
Load this question to you right here, man. What do you think about Waddell Robinson this week after he caught a touchdown and only ran like 11 routes because he was coming back from injury? But man, if they're done easing him in, I can't wait to see.
He's the guy.
What he does? Yes, he is.
I'm assuming since you picked him up, you've read some stuff on him. He absolutely dominated the target share in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's undersized, but hey, that can work in the NFL still. So I think he takes Kadarius's Tony number one spot even when Tony comes back. I think picking him up is a great idea.
I think
starting him right now, risky, but you at least you have him on your team just because obviously the Giants are looking good, so they're going to want to throw the ball and they're not throwing it to Kenny Galladay anytime soon. So it's really only a guy is Rondale.
And everything they've done and said makes you believe that even when Kadarius Toney is back, that it's Waddell's job in this.
I think Toney just has I don't want to say it, but I think he's just not in it. I don't think he's not into the whole like working out for the football and practicing and stuff. He's constantly getting injured.
He's a knucklehead. That's the nice.
How do you strain two hamstrings on both sides? How does that happen?
I don't know. That's a tough break is what you call it there.
I don't know how we can speculate. None of us are athletes up here. I mean,
I was athletic once. All right.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Bullshit.
And you probably sprained two things on your hamstring.
Pulled my groin and instantly retired.
But Mike, jumping over to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where, like we said earlier with Trevor Lawrence, this offense has kind of been up and down. I'm curious your thoughts on Christian Kirk in this matchup against the Giants, who, like you said, have been pretty good against receivers so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, we went through, you know, a rough patch there the couple of weeks, but we're still getting a 92% snap percentage with Christian Kirk. And, I mean, He is still pacing the targets. Yeah, week five was a little weird. Marvin Jones had 11. He only had three. But that was the only week.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's bound to happen when you're a slot receiver, right?
Yep.
But when you're the highest paid slot receiver, you're going to see weeks where 12 targets, 9 targets, 9 targets, you know, 6 targets, 5 targets. These are all sustainable targets here. Yes, the Giants are playing above their record right now, guys. This can easily – I mean, I don't think the Giants should be underdogs in this one because I really do think the Jags are going to win. Well, that's weird to say now that I think
about it. Yeah, the hell did you just say? You just inceptioned my mind.
Well, no, the point is because, like, I do – the Jaguars should have a better record right now. They should have won against the Colts last week, but their secondary blew that one with the Alec Pierce touchdown with Matt Ryan. So, like, I do think the Giants – it's blown into proportion here because you got to think about the receivers they played. Alan Lazard, Romeo Doubs.
Darnell Mooney, man.
They played Devin Duvernay last week with Bateman out. Like, they haven't played these top high-end receivers or at least talented receivers like Christian Kirk. So I like Kirk, and I love ETN moving forward. The usage has gone up every single week. He's still leading the league, leading that team in targets. And he is getting a little bit more of the red zone work.
They are versing a team that is not giving up many catches to running backs.
Yes,
so starting ETN this week might be a little sketchy.
But the thing is, Ike, is that he's so damn efficient on the ground with the touches he's getting. And like Mike,
I want him to score finally. He needs to score a touchdown.
It's coming. It's coming. And like,
it's going to be on a big run. I know it. It's going to be on a big run.
Let's go.
He is going to score a touchdown one of these days.
And then before we forget about Dion here, he's got a question. CEH, Bateman, or Lazard, one for the flex? It's Alan Lazard for me. All he does is catch touchdowns, man.
Well, if you're going to go that route, I'm going to go Hilaire because all he does is score touchdowns.
Not lately.
Yeah, he didn't score last week. Yet.
It's finally come back to earth.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
It's the
honestly, I don't like any of them, but if I had to pick, I'm going probably Hilaire. I feel like he'll get the most work.
It's Lazard for me. You got the Commanders giving up 40 points to receivers a week.
Watch this is the one receiver drop at 40.
All the fantasy points. Yeah, right. But Lazard is the trusted receiver for Aaron Rodgers. And if you want to simplify it, you know what you do? You go to the guy you trust.
Isn't Watson out too?
Yeah, yes. Watson is out. Randall Cobb is out. So,
oh shit,
yeah, Alan Lazard.
It's Alan.
Who's their third receiver
in that offense? Bob
Tyler. Yeah, probably. Well, Aaron Jones, maybe.
Amari Rodgers. Amari Rodgers.
Yeah, thank you.
I did see that Juwan Winfrey too.
Right.
Oh, Winfrey.
Watch him be most targeted for no apparent reason.
How dare you?
The next game, guys, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans, rematch of I think week 3 or 4, whatever it was. But Alec Pierce, a couple back-to-back weeks where he's had some decent fantasy production, caught the touchdown, the game winner last week to kind of salvage his day. I think he ended up with like 14 PPR points. Can we expect solid production from Pierce once again against the Tennessee Titans secondary?
Pretty sure it's been 4 straight weeks now that he's gotten 5 or more targets. So obviously he's integrated this offense. He has his role. With the buys, he can easily be used as a flex for sure, but I wouldn't go anything more than that.
Yeah.
Michael Pittman is getting the huge target share in that offense. Alec Pierce is kind of getting the other stuff. And now with JT back, I don't know how – I honestly don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
Maybe Matt Ryan's going to throw significantly less than 52 times a game. Maybe it'll be like
that's probably a good assumption here. Probably a good assumption.
Wasn't it the one? Wasn't it you I was talking about? Matt Ryan's the second most throwing quarterback this year so far.
Is it behind Flacco still for no?
No, he leads the league. Doesn't he lead the league in pass attempts?
He should now. Yeah.
No. Let me go double check. But do you remember number two? You don't remember number two? It's your boy. Come on.
I forgot.
Kyler.
It is Kyler.
Oh yeah,
Kyler's number. Right. Kyler's
that's
got to
count for week 7, though.
Kyler's number 1. Actually, well, after last week, it changed a little bit. Justin Herbert's number 2. Matt Ryan's number 3.
Hmm. Okay. Jumping over to the Titans now, Mike. We know we're starting Derrick Henry, but that's really about it in this offense, unless you got somebody else in mind. Where are you going here?
Really, I mean, with Treylon Burks out, you can throw a desperation start at Robert Woods, but, man, he does not look the same. The target share is not the same. So it's really hard to trust
him. Like one good game, I think, but
He had 8 targets last week. I mean, but he's not doing anything with it. He's only got 12 receptions.
I just don't like that offense other than Derrick Henry
in the last 3 games. Yeah. I mean, on total, he's got 17 receptions out of 28. Like, he's just not catching the ball. He's not getting a big, you know, pie of this passing work. And this offense runs through Derrick Henry.
Agreed.
It's a desperation, but that's it. Go on. Sorry.
It is. Before we jump into our next game, we got a question here. Is Saquon and Everett for Kelsey a fair trade? He said
he has showed his running backs before.
He has Pitts as well.
His running backs are stacked. He showed them up there earlier, if you can check.
I don't know.
Let me look real quick.
If I want to give up Saquon,
Chubb, Brees, DeAndre,
yeah, his Swift, running backs Cook are Chubb, Brees, yeah, Chubb, Brees, Swift, what? Cook, and Dylan. I'm assuming that's James Cook. It's Dalvin Cook. You're making that trade 100%. Like,
yeah, now. If it's Dalvin Cook, make that trade.
No,
yeah.
I think with those running backs, you still should.
You can. I'm still. Kelsey is a really good scorer. Trade, I think too. And that way, you don't have to worry about the Pitts roller coaster.
And then he's got another one. Pittman and Higgins for Cup, or Pittman, Higgins, and AJB for Cup. Do you like any of these for me getting Cup or other receiver? Is
Pittman, Higgins,
Brown?
I
if you can get Pittman, Higgins, and AJB for Cooper. I get what he's saying.
I would only do the two.
Don't these guys. Three.
Or no, I would do. I got it. I would trade away AJB and either Pittman or Higgins for Cup.
Yeah, don't trade away Pittman and Higgins. Do AJ Brown and then the combination of Pittman or one of the two of Higgins and Pittman.
If I had to pick, I'd probably say Pittman, unfortunately.
Yeah. The biggest thing here is, I mean, I got no problem losing a trade. It's especially if you're getting a guy you like, but you want to minimize that losing. Mm-hmm. And if you're giving if you're giving away the two best receivers out of that equation, you are not minimizing your amount of losing on that trade. Because ultimately, let's be honest, I know you're getting Cooper Kupp, probably one of the most consistent guys out there, but you're giving up so much good starting depth.
Yeah.
And Pittman, totally. Higgins, and AJ Brown.
100%. Jumping back into our game previews, guys, we got the Green Bay Packers at the Commanders. Ike, we already talked about A.J. Dillon earlier, so I'm just going to give you this one. What do you think about Romeo Doubs this week with all the injuries to the pass catchers for the Packers? Is he startable?
Against Commanders, yes. This is the week you probably feel most confident, I'd say, starting most of your Packers. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a get-right game for them. This is where they can turn around their season, is what they say. But you never know, man. That defensive line is really good. LaPlante said the offensive line is playing really bad for Packers.
Oh,
they pounded. Are.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Sketchy, but yes, I'd still start Dobbs, whatever.
Yeah, I'm cool starting him at a wide receiver 3 and flex spot. Mike, with Taylor Heinicke starting at quarterback, Carson Wentz is out with a fractured finger. Crazy that he finished that Bears game with his finger. Oh, yuck.
The fact that he beat us pisses me off still.
He didn't beat it, man. Fucking dropping the damn ball in the end zone. But what does this offense look like with Taylor Heinicke at the helm, Mike, for fantasy production from Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, the running backs, Jahan Dotson, if he's healthy? What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking we're going to get a 1980-style offense here because I'm looking at the stats at Taylor Heinicke last year when he was the guy. Not one time did he break 300 yards passing. Oh, crap. I lied. What? I'm blind sometimes. One time he got it.
One time.
336. Time. But he had to throw 46 times to get it. And
damn.
I will double-check this. That was the only time.
What did he do against the Packers? What did he do against the Packers last year?
25 of 37, 268 passing yards, one touchdown, one pick.
How many fantasy points was that? Like 14.
Wow, he was picked up by the rushing yards because the Packers can never stop a rushing quarterback. Yeah, he had 10 attempts for 95 yards.
Damn.
he had 20.2 fantasy points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he had a decent day last year.
It was the running.
I think if it helps anybody, Mike, like you said, like we talked about earlier, I think Terry McLaurin, that's who it helps the most here with them having a decent amount of chemistry last year. And hopefully starts to see more of the volume and less of the Curtis Samuel stuff.
He's the one. I mean, let's be honest, guys, there's really no safe option in the Commanders offense. We know this, but I mean, if you really want to call it safe, it's McLaurin with Heinicke. I mean, because I do like Brian Robinson going forward. Great story and all that, but it's still a committee at the backfield.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And he's been efficient, so.
He got shot, so give him the benefit of the doubt. He hasn't been very good when he's come back.
But this was his game in college, too.
Bruce, I mean, come on, guys.
3.6 yards a carry.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's seen this, but Brian Robinson got shot. Came back after four games, and Michael Thomas has a toe injury and has been out for four and counting.
Keenan Allen hasn't come back from a hamstring injury. It just goes to show that Brian Robinson wanted to get back.
And it shows you how bad and nagging hamstring injuries are.
facts. Jumping into the next game.
Like getting shot twice, man.
It's worse at this point. I mean, he's missing more games.
We got the New York Jets at the Denver Broncos. Like, this Jets offense, decent. Especially Breece Hall has been fantastic the last few weeks. But outside of him, it hasn't been great, Bob. Especially since Zach Wilson's come back. And this is what we were afraid of. They're winning games. Robert Saleh doesn't care about our fantasy teams. Now Elijah Moore, the second round pick from a few years ago, is asking to be traded out of there.
2 years ago, I think.
Yes. What are we doing with these guys on this offense?
You're not starting any of them except for Breece Hall and probably Michael Carter if you're desperate with the buys. Mm-hmm. Barring than that, unfortunately, you can't start Garrett Wilson. Everyone thought for the first 3 weeks with Joe Flacco, he was a rookie of the year candidate. Breece Hall took him by like 5 miles. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for Garrett Wilson, but it's Breece Hall and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Elijah Moore is out. They said he's not even playing in this one, so make sure to.
And they said they're not going to trade him, so I don't really understand what's going on.
They're not going to trade him until someone offers him a good package. Yeah, it's just all talk.
So if we want to raise his trade value, let's not play him so he can't show what he can do. Smart idea, guys.
Is Garrett Wilson worth a pickup?
Unless you're in like a 12 team league or something deeper.
Now with Wilson at quarterback.
Nope.
And then Mike, let's just wrap this game up. And then I know B Dubs, you got another question. We'll answer it after we talk about this really good Denver Broncos offense. I mean, really bad Denver Broncos offense.
Let's run.
Who are you excited starting in this offense now? I can't even get the words out of my mouth, man. It's so been disappointing. You think once Javonte went down, Melvin Gordon was going to be really good. He's been crap. He can't hang on to the football. Latavius Murray, who was just scoring touchdowns for a different team in a different goddamn country, takes over the backfield for Melvin Gordon, man. You got Jerry Jeudy not doing anything. When Russell throws the ball and hits him in the numbers, hits him in the hands, he doesn't catch the goddamn ball. Courtland Sutton can't separate. All he does is draw defensive pass interference calls. So it does us nothing for fantasy football. Mike, save me from this rant and save the people from the Denver Broncos offense. What are you doing with any of these people here?
Benching everybody but Courtland Sutton.
Okay. I get it's hard to bench him too, but he's been a sack of shit as well.
Let me take that back. You got to start a running back, I think, from this offense. Now the hard part is goddamn, do you trust what Nathaniel Hackett said? He said he talked to Melvin Gordon and said, yeah, you're the starter this week. Or is he just going to start and then take the bench, you know, to Latavius Murray like he did last week? So
yeah, he really shit the bed there. He fucked me. All over.
you ain't the only one. So I think we got to give Melvin Gordon another shot here, because it's clear that Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay, come back now, Shaq.
They want to run the ball, and it seems like they got to run the ball in the red zone, because Russ is looking abysmal in the red zone. He cannot throw it in the red zone. So the one thing they're going to have to do is run it in the red zone. So I do think there is a value here at the running back. It's just a matter of seeing who emerges. I mean, if Melvin Gordon does what he's been doing, it's going to be Latavius Murray, but he's going to be the guy that gets the first shot. It's just how it is. But yes, I do like Cortland Sutton. Excuse moi. He's got 49 targets on the year. Let me look at that. 49 is 17th out of all wide receivers. So, I mean, you still got great volume there. So,
yeah, he's just not scoring, man.
Yeah, 26% target share. So, yeah, this is the problem. You got a wide receiver on a shit offense.
Yep. And then let's just be quick with this one, guys. Beat up's question. Pick one rest of the season. Foreman, Hubbard, Gus Edwards, and Hunt. I think it's Hunt. Yeah, I don't love it still, but where are you going, Mike? Are you going Gus Edwards?
I was going to lean Gus Edwards on that one. It is between Hunt and Edwards, but with the news of Dobbins being out, I do think Edwards will be the guy.
And Joe, that's crazy right there, man. I'm glad to hear that your friend's doing well, though. Wow. That's wild.
Man, he got named, bro. He got shot like 9 times in the face. All he has is a weird lisp.
Yeah, man. Hey, he's got a guardian angel. Thank the Lord.
Yep, for sure. We got this next game we got here, the Houston Texans at the Las Vegas Raiders. Ike, Brandon Cooks, man, has been steady for fantasy purposes his entire career. And then this season, he's just kind of hit a wall, which is weird. Same quarterback, you know, I get it. It's a different offense. He's just not
different coach, man. Smith throwing the ball, and Damian Pierce is getting the benefits of that. And
can we
not
agreed? Can we expect him to bounce back a little bit against the Raiders here? And I know the Raiders defense isn't great, and I'm curious where you have Brandon Cooks in your rankings
against the Raiders. This is probably your best shot, because this could be a high scoring game, although the Texans, I feel like, kind of want to slow it down. That's kind of Lovie Smith's game,
right?
With that being said, Brandon Cooks probably doesn't have the best consistent value, but you still have to start him with all the people on bye weeks. He's still wide receiver 3. I think I'm going to have him at like wide receiver 30 something. I'd have to check again, but
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I tend to agree with you there. Mike, real quick, 10 seconds. Damian Pierce said it, forget it, running back the rest of the year now that his bye week's over.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Hoping he gets more passing work.
Yeah, agreed. And Mike, while we're on you here, let's jump to the Las Vegas Raiders. Darren Waller was ruled out. We've seen Hunter Renfro be very good in the middle of the field, man. When Waller's been out, we've seen him get targeted, and we know he's got chemistry with Derek Carr. Excuse me. Even in the red zone, we saw Renfro be good last year. With Waller out once again, can we see Renfro finally be solid this week?
This should be the breakout week here when you got Waller down, because that was the whole thing. Derek Carr shows he can only support 2 guys, and it's barely supporting Devontae Adams, and he's sitting up there on touchdowns. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sitting up there. But, it's a little weird this week, though. The Texans actually allow more points to the running backs than the wide receivers. They're number 1 in the league against rushing. Number 1 in the league allowing rushing yards. So Jacobs is going to eat in this game. Yes, and that's my concern is how much of this workload is going to be given to Jacobs. Because if the Raiders are up, which I can see them getting up and just giving it to Jacobs to ride out a win. Because we're looking at 2 teams here with a combined win total of 2.
Yeah, Raiders got to win. Yeah, if they lose, they're
gone. They got to win.
Yeah. It's kind of a loser leave town game. Yep.
Exactly. So they're going to ride what the matchup states, because we got a Bill Belichickian coach here. We take what the matchup gives us. Matchup allows us to run the ball down their throats, where we're coming off Josh Jacobs with 2 really good weeks. So it's going to be a great Josh Jacobs week. So I'm going to be plugging him in everywhere on DFS. I'm sure it's going to be a chalk option, obviously, sure. But Yeah, but this is one of those weeks where you should see Renfro get that uptick in usage, but once Waller's back, then it's a little bit more sketch.
Yep. While we're waiting on Ike to get back, got a couple comments here. I just traded Juju for Bateman. What do you think? Man, if Bateman would ever get on the damn field, Mike, you know what I mean? We saw him in those big plays early in the season.
He is questionable.
Yeah, I don't know how much you can bank on those big plays, but I do like the talent, and I think he's more talented than Juju. But that's tough for me because Juju is a part of that Kansas City offense that's absolutely spectacular, you know? Mike, fix the overlay, please. Thank you. But I think I would actually probably lean Juju there.
Man, I see you got more of a ceiling here, I think. Or I'm take that back. More of a floor here with Bateman, but you got more of a ceiling with Juju because you got the better offense, you got the better quarterback. Because let's be honest here. I mean, you really think the Ravens are going to get very far with Devin Duvernay as their number one wide receiver? They need Bateman. It's looking like Lamar Jackson needs Bateman. He can't get by with just Mark Andrews. So I do take the – I like the Bateman for the rest of season, but right now I like Juju.
Yeah, fair enough. From Legacy, would you guys start Swift or Walker this week if you had to choose one? We're getting ready to talk about the Seahawks, and they play against the Chargers.
I'd play Walker.
I would play Walker as well. Chargers, I don't think are very great, are very good at stopping running backs.
They aren't.
Yeah, that's where I would lean.
You don't think or you know?
Pretty sure, like,
I'm not positive. Lower, you like to correct me, so
like
you...
25th or lower.
They're 11th best at allowing rushing yards. They're at 750 allowed.
Right on. Where'd you go?
It's better than last year. Well, I mean, fine. I'll go to that too. Oh, man, 28.
So there's only one thing you're fast at, man.
Shut it. It's Swift for me.
Right on. Next one. Start one half PPR flex. Aaron Jones, ETN. Cooks, Bateman. I'm 2-4. I really don't want to start Aaron Jones.
Looking like you're starting Aaron Jones, though.
Yeah, or it's ETN, man. If you're hoping for some upside being 2-4, if you're maybe this is the week ETN busts a big run for you or catches a big long pass for a touchdown. That's where I'd go if you really don't want to start Aaron Jones, but I think the
safe play is Aaron.
The smart play is Aaron Jones. You want to stick your nuts out on the and slam him on the table. I think ETN's the play.
You got to go Aaron Jones there. You got Randall Cobb and Christian Watson out. Randall Cobb's the one stealing all the targets away from Aaron Jones.
So
Aaron Jones will get more targets.
Boom. Mic drop.
All right. Our next game here, guys. Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Chargers. Ike, this is kind of a clunker with the Seahawks-Arizona game last week that we thought was going to be a pretty high-flying game. Didn't end up being that. Can we expect a bounce back from this offense? I know you just said you'd rather start Kenneth Walker over DeAndre Swift this week, so you're expecting big things from Walker, I'm assuming?
Yeah, more so than... Now that they found their running back that can, at least Pete Carroll found his running back, they literally just run into the ground. I think that's what they're going to do more so often than throwing to DK and letting Geno try and win them games. So yeah. Kenneth Walker, full-time star. I mean, you're still starting DK and Tyler Lockett, but I think Geno is especially a little bit sketchier of a start.
Yeah, it's a... It definitely made you pump the brakes a little bit on Geno Smith after what we saw last week at the Cardinals. And he wasn't even really that bad.
Walker looks good, man.
They like to run it. Yep.
He looks shifty. I don't know. He looks really good, actually.
And then, Mike, it looks like Keenan Allen's finally returning from that pesky hamstring injury. What do we expect from Mike Williams with the return of Allen? I know Mike Williams has been up and down as is. Are you just expecting similar stuff?
I'm expecting a little bit more efficiency here because Mike Williams being the number one guy got all the attention. And like I said last week when we had the game previews, he was going to get Surtain matched up against him in that Broncos matchup. And look what happened. Surtain shut him down for the most part. So it is matchup based, because the nice thing that he kind of gets that Juju Smith-Schuster vibe with Antonio Brown. And I'm not saying Keenan Allen's Antonio Brown, but Keenan Allen takes the attention away for enough that Mike Williams can thrive in that single coverage, where if he gets all the attention, it's going to be even more sporadic. So I do think there, believe it or not, I think there's going to be a little bit more consistency to come back with Keenan Allen being back in the lineup.
We can all hope, right? Let's hope so. And Joe, man, thanks for all the questions tonight. Enjoy movie time with the kids. We appreciate smashing the like and subscribe. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Have a good
day. Yeah, enjoy the movie, man.
Yep. Then we got one more question here. Do I start Cooks over Sutton? Sauce Gardner, scary. I know you like that one,
Mike. Not if you like. Not if you like. Yeah, the thing about Sauce is he's not shadowing as much as I thought he would. Like, even in the Packer game, he didn't shadow Lazard the whole time like he thought he would. And that was the reason why Lazard scored, in my opinion, is because Sauce wasn't on him. So I do think Sutton does still have an opportunity, because Gardner's not going to be on him the whole time. He's probably going to split reps between Judy and him. And Cooks. Oh, man. Yeah, I'd still go Sutton over Cooks this week.
Same.
Yeah, I think I would as well. We got a question here. Cup I buy, start, sit, Godwin, Lazard, Kirk, Jacoby Byers, Alec Pierce. Let us know how many to start, and we will come back to this unless I'm missing something.
I'm just
going Godwin or Kirk.
How many? Godwin. Oh, yeah, I need
just four. Let it need four.
Four, okay.
Godwin, Kirk, Myers.
You're starting Godwin, Kirk, Myers, and Lazard.
Yep, I agree with Dylan.
I would start Alec Pierce over Jacoby Myers. That's my only.
No.
Yes, they're playing the Titans.
That's good there, for Michael Jacoby Pittman.
Jacoby Myers is playing the Bears. You're scared of Jalen Johnson? Good.
Jacoby Myers, I'm pretty sure.
The Bears don't allow a
significantly higher target share, like significantly.
The Bears are 30th in the league at allowing receiving yards. You know who's 11th? The Titans.
That's because you can run all over them.
Bingo, which that's what they're going to do. They're not going to need Jacoby Myers. So you can sit.
They're not going to need Alec Pierce. They have JT and Michael Pittman now.
All right, guys. Okay. Let's move it back to the tracks here. I'm staring it back on the tracks. We're going to go jump back into the Kansas City and San Francisco 49ers. Don't talk to me like that. Ike, do you expect another good day from Juju after what we saw last week? Or is it the product?
Number one option. Number two option.
I was going to say. Let me save you before you dig a hole.
And in the number two option, Chiefs offense, I'm going with no matter what. I'm sorry.
I was going to say you answered that pretty quickly, because he's been pretty poo besides a couple games here and there.
But he's still getting the targets, at least. He just can't catch the ball right now.
Oh, what up, drama? I didn't even realize that was you either, man. What's up, man?
Appreciate the question, Derek. If you have any more, shoot, man.
Yeah, man. And then we're pretty much out on CEH, right, guys? I know I said he would start him over in one of the other start sick questions.
But... Sorry, Alec Pierce. But yes.
Are you starting CEH?
You got Mike, bye weeks,
with
man.
Bye weeks? Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. What do you think?
That's the only reason I'm starting CEH is the bye weeks and the injuries. But if you got other options, man, you're sitting CEH because the volume's not there. It's all touchdowns, and it's going to crumble.
Mm-hmm. And then, Mike, we talked about CMC to death already on this podcast, so I'm not going to ask you about him. But I'm going to ask you about the offense with him in it. Who does it hurt the most besides Jeff Wilson, obviously, besides Elijah Mitchell when he comes back? Does this take away from Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel? What are you thinking here?
I just real quick, because me and I talked about this ad nauseum before we even started. I saw a tweet that I was showing him. Why couldn't the 49ers, you know, traded the Carolina Panthers like Elijah Mitchell, Jeff Wilson, Terrion Davis Price, or Jordan Mason in return for the CMC trade? Now they're just hoarding running backs.
Yeah.
But we also talked about what this affects the most, and it's we got it narrowed down between Ayuk and Kittle, I think. I mean, realistically, this is going to affect everybody. Debo Samuel is going to take a hit. He's not going to get as many rushing yards. Yeah. But Ayuk's that deep threat, and Kittle's the safety valve, which now CMC comes into that safety valve position. So I think gut check is probably Kittle really takes the biggest hit here. But Ayuk's not going to be, you know, scoring two touchdowns every week like he did last week.
Agreed. Agreed. I think it's Kittle as well, Mike. Before we jump into our night games, we got one more question here. Let's be quick. Would you guys start Amon-Ra or Chris Godwin?
Godwin.
That's Amon-Ra.
Tom Brady doesn't seem to like to throw the deep ball right now, and I just think he's focused on the slot. Because
he can't get protection for the deep ball.
That's fine. He's having trouble with that O-line targets.
I think I side with the plant here. I think I go Amon-Ra as well. Let's breeze through these two games. They're gross.
Like, I just want to get, you know, Amon-Ra has more in the past 8 games played target wise than Chris Godwin. So
does that always matter though?
Yeah. Volume matters in fantasy football.
Okay. I'll go back and make sure. Cause you just said Alec Pierce over Jacoby Myers, and Jacoby Myers has a significantly higher target share than Alec Pierce.
This is true with Bailey Zappi, not with Mac Jones.
The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Miami Dolphins, guys. What an awful Sunday night game. Why don't they allow you to flex games early in the season? I don't get it. But Ike, I want to ask you, Claypool had a pretty solid game last week, and we've seen him have his games this year. We've seen George Pickens have great chemistry with Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson. He's out there getting targets. He's out there getting his cardio, and he's just not doing much with it. What's your take on these three receivers, and are you still rolling with Deontay Johnson because you drafted him as, you know, a wide receiver too?
Unless you got a better option, you're probably still going Deontay Johnson. I like George Pickens, but he's probably not trustworthy enough to start just yet.
I have to, and because of 5 weeks in one.
I don't know about Claypool. He's in like all these trade talks, and with what's been going on lately with guys in trade talks, they're not playing this next week for some reason. So I don't know if I'm assuming they're gonna have Claypool out there still, but I don't know if they're gonna run him dead or anything because they're gonna want to trade him. I don't know. Either way, I'm not staying him. Even if he plays fully, I just can't trust Claypool.
Claypool would look nice in some green and gold, wouldn't he, LaPlante?
He would.
I don't know, man. They don't take on personalities like Claypool.
That's true. That's a fact.
I'd rather see Elijah Moore in Green Bay, to be honest.
That would be nice. I would, too. But he's a personality, though, too, man. They're 4-2, and they're winning games, and he's caring about his usage, unfortunately. I don't like calling somebody selfish, and I get it. You get a short career. You want to produce as much as you can so you can get that money. I get it.
Yeah, I saw a tweet today. Like, I mean, people are bagging on Elijah Moore for complaining about his team winning. I mean, think about everybody who complains about their daily jobs.
Yeah, I mean, agreed.
It's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And he's not happy at his day job.
Yeah.
But Mike, jumping over to the Dolphins. You're probably not starting Tua unless it's a super flex league because of the injury concern. Let's just wait and see what's going on. Let's see him take a hit and see what can happen. But I think it does help the wide receivers. I think it does help Tyreek Hill, even though he went absolutely bananas last week. And it definitely helps Jalen Waddle.
The wide receivers were fine without him. Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson did just fine. It was the running backs that hurt the most without Tua.
With Tua being back, does it open up things for Raheem Mostert to have a bounce back week?
Yes.
Can't play Raheem, no. Instead of Chase.
I mean, when you're getting 59%.
Dude,
of the
Chase
snaps
is droppable, just so we're clear. You can drop
him. Chase only handcuffed. Yes.
He's not even worth a handcuff right now, bro.
Why? It's going to be Gaskin?
Doubt it.
That's the Dolphins cuff.
Fuck, man. I mean, he's gotten less than 5 carries in the past 5 games, I think. 4 games, whatever.
I mean, yeah, he's only got 152 snaps for 6 games. I mean, it's not even scratching 40% on the snaps percentage, so it's kind of
poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's barely rosterable. But it's because he's a handcuff in an offense that actually is competent. I mean, we've seen McDaniels be able to get these receivers involved with or without Tua. So now that Tua is involved, you know, I'm tempering my expectations this week because, like you said, Tua is coming back from this pretty bad concussion. But if Tua can show to be Tua again, Mostert is going to be that, you know, low-end RB2, high-end flex play for the rest of the year.
Yep, agreed. And we got one more, guys, finishing up. Another not very good primetime game this week. Chicago Bears at the New England Patriots.
Dude, this might be the best Monday night game we've seen in a decade.
Bill Belichick might put Justin Fields in a pretzel, mental pretzel, man. It's not
Do you remember when Zach Wilson, or who was it that was seeing
Ghosts?
Yeah.
That's probably possible for Justin Fields this week.
Is going to be a nightmare. So this is not the week for Darnell Mooney, guys. Mike or Ike, I'm curious here. Is this the week for David Montgomery, or are you shying away from him here as well?
I don't like David Montgomery at all. So I think Khalil Herbert's better. I think they should give Khalil Herbert the ball way more than David Montgomery. Cool. He could break a tackle. Sweet. Most people can and should be able to. So you can miss me with that shit.
Yeah.
No, that's Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz can't break a tackle.
Don't need to. His job is to catch the ball.
He can only have it handed to him. He can't catch it.
That's true.
But Ike is in Montgomery. I tend to agree with him. I don't want to start anyone in this Bears offense in this game.
The Patriots shut down the run offense of the Browns. And let me tell you, that's a better run offense than the Bears.
Yes.
So I can't expect much rushing floor.
Yeah, if you could shut down Nick Chubb, that means you're shutting down Dave Montgomery for like a yard.
Mm-hmm.
You're over-exaggerating there a wee bit, but yes.
And then Mike... Sounds like we're getting Mac Jones back, even though Bailey Zappi, very good far.
Yeah, very good for his two starts. Looked like a backup.
Damian Harris is back as well. I'm curious your thoughts on how much of a hit does Mondre's production take, and are you comfortable starting both these backs against this very poor Bears run-stopping defense?
I am a little bit worried about Damian Harris. I'm curious because isn't he questionable, I'm pretty sure, going into this?
He is.
Because he only had limited practices.
Hamstring.
I thought he was full at some point this week. I thought I saw a full participant. I could be wrong, though.
Well, I could be wrong as well because I have not seen much information on Damian Harris. But the way Stevenson's been, it's going to be his backfield for now until Harris can kind of come in and show that, you know, he's still – the alpha, even though he's not. But this is a great matchup where you can get away with starting both of them. I'm tempering on Damian Harris because it is a hamstring injury. We just talked about Keenan Allen's been dealing with a hamstring injury for 4 weeks now, so they linger. It's very possible he could get it pop up again in this game, and all of a sudden he's out.
Yeah, it's definitely
lingers.
But guys, we did it. We got through our week seven game previews.
Harris was full yesterday, according to Brody Green.
He's the next Adam Schefter, so we're all on
he wants to make sure he can start Damian Harris.
I didn't want to say anything about that. But, yeah, no, if Harris is full go, I mean, you started against a good matchup. It's just, I mean, we've seen primetime games, guys. That's not going to be high scoring. That's the only thing.
I don't know if I'd be starting Damian Harris this week, my guy. But, if you don't got anybody, go for it.
All right, Damian Harris or Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, I was going to say that's his option. I think it's Damian Harris.
Really? Right. I think it's Kareem Hunt by a mile.
Bears don't stop anybody, man.
The running back. Ravens can't stop a passing catch from a running back.
A passing
catch? Breece Hall caught like five, like seven. Yeah, I said that weird.
Oh man, too many beers.
I get that, Ike, but you also got to put that into effect of who the Ravens have played. Like, let's see, Daniel Jones. Do they have any receivers to throw to? Oh no, they threw it to Barkley the whole time.
They have Wandell. Yeah,
but Wandell got like what, 5 receptions? I mean, the thing is you got to look at who the Ravens have played, who the Giants have played, and not allowing say that one more time. Who was the one team that? Because I had it near, but I'm now mixed up.
What? The Ravens allow a decent pass.
Thank you.
Catches to running backs. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. I got it mixed up between the Giants and the Ravens. But you gotta take it effective who the Ravens have played. The Browns pass to the running backs a lot. The Giants pass
to the play the Browns this week.
Well, they played the Browns already, though, I'm saying.
How did Kareem Hunt do the first week against the Ravens?
Probably not good. He hasn't been good at all.
He had to have at least had one good week.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. You're going to make me look this up. I hate you.
Guys, while that up, please hit the like button. Please subscribe if you're still listening to this nonsense. You find mine and Ike's work, because LaPlante doesn't really write about anything. His fingers are up. You can find mine and Ike's work over at Fantasy Six Pack.
That's a lie.
He writes the injury impact article.
And drop list.
I tweet out articles.
He's trying to become Am Schefter.
I do the Start Sit article as well, so make sure you go check that out. Question here. Start McCaffrey this week or play it safe with Lazard? I'm starting McCaffrey.
Lazard. I'm going Lazard. Play it safe. What's up, like, man?
Because you don't know if McCaffrey's going to play.
I wouldn't be, like, here's the thing. You could have a CMC 6 touch week for 2 touchdowns. You really could.
You can also see him score 5 points or, for no apparent reason, 35 on Sunday. So if you
I don't think it's
going to
be
risk,
35.
Dude, you never know. You never know.
Yep.
I mean, what does he have to learn?
You just
run the football. Nope. You give him the ball.
Just run the football and run a screen.
Give him a couple screens. That's what I'm saying. You stand next to Garoppolo and shotgun, and you run out to the flat.
It's not like he has to learn a bunch of routes as a wide receiver or anything. That's it.
But guys, Mike,
I hate to break it to you. It's not Madden.
Let me wrap up the show.
I can make it Madden real quick as a coach.
Go ahead, Dylan. Wrap it up, because I'm not. It's
it's getting off the rails a bit.
Oh, guys, if you like the show, smash the subscribe button, smash the like button, head on over to fantasysixpack.net/plans. And if you want to talk to us all day, hit us up at Discord. We appreciate it. We like answering all your questions, and it's an absolute blast. But
if you
can follow
us, argue in Discord, just, you know, throw a controversial question in there.
Yes, sir. You can follow Ike on Twitter at Ike2121. You can follow Michael Plant at @BLike_Mike with 2 I's, and you can follow me at @DClemens2222. For Ike and Mike, I'm Dylan. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Good luck in week 7.